This is day 18 on the 19th of March of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent. Today we're looking at Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They have spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. This psalm was probably written when David was hiding in a cave from Saul. Although once his friend, Saul's insecurity and envy of David made him want to kill David. Sometimes we might be surrounded by people who seem intent on causing us harm. It may be through gossip and criticism. It might be through their actions. It's really easy to retaliate and try to cause them harm in return. But David sets a good example. He takes the problem straight to God. And I love that he doesn't hold back, describing himself as being in the midst of lions, ravenous beasts, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp as swords. Sometimes I think we feel that God can't cope with our frustrations and strong emotions, so we don't tell him what we're actually feeling. But as another psalm tells us, before a word is on our tongue, God already knows it. I imagine that God loves it when we tell him what's really on our hearts. As a mum, I love it when our girls tell us what's really on their hearts. After pouring out his distress and getting it off his chest, David sets his heart on praising God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. As we think about this psalm, why not just commit to God the things that are on your heart, the things that are heavy to you, and the things that frustrate you and trouble you. Let's pray. God, help us to be honest with you. After pouring out our hearts to you, fill our mouths with your praise so that we can tell everyone we meet of your goodness and faithfulness.